Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Oichlin oichon neguvin biyadayim misoavos b'truma. A person's able to eat dried foods with dirty hands while he's eating truma. Avaloi b'kodesh. But he can't do this while he's eating kodesh. What are we talking about? So Gemara speaks about their upbringings. We're talking about somebody where his friend is stooping into this guy's mouth truma, and his friend obviously has tar hands. So you are eating it with dirty hands, or let's say you yourself that has the dirty hands, you're putting it into your mouth, not with your hands, but you're using some type of kli, like let's say a little wood spit or something that can't become tummy. And now at the same time, you want to eat, let's say, a radish with this truma that's in your mouth. Nevertheless, they allowed you to now take the radish with your bare hands that are, let's say, tummy or stam yadayim. They're still a sheni. And you can put it in your mouth. You can put the food in your mouth. Because we're not concerned. You're going to be careful when you put it in your mouth not to touch the truma that's in your mouth. So the chulin will go into your mouth while you're chewing, and it's not a problem. But when it comes to kachim, even if you got it into your mouth and you were not matama the food, and now you're chewing the kachim, don't put food, chulin, into your mouth at the same time because we're afraid that you will touch one to the other. It's another chumra that we have by kachim over truma. Mishnah continues, ha'onein, lo aleinu, person buries a mace. So medirayse, the day of the burial, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Umichusar kipurim, and also a person that is tame, and he's the type, let's say it's a mitzora, and he has to bring a carbon after he goes to the mikvah. The next day he has to bring a carbon. So he's considered mechusar kipurim. He's lacking the kipurim, the kapara of the carbon, even though he went to the mikvah already. And by the onen, there was a period of time where he was not able to eat kachim. So these people, both of them, both the mechusar kipurim, because he went to the mikvah but couldn't eat kachim, and then the onen, he stami couldn't eat kachim. Tzrichin tefila l'kodesh avolo l'truma. They need to go back into the mikvah to eat kachim because they're mesiach das from kachim because there was a period of time they could not eat kachim. So midrabanan, they made him do tefila. The Rav does point out a difference that a mechusar kipurim passels kachim even by touching it, but an oinen, even though he can't eat it, he doesn't passel it if he touches it. He's just not allowed to eat it. But both of these avolo l'truma. They would not have to go back into the mikvah in order to eat truma. Because by truma, both a mechusar kipurim and an onen are allowed to eat truma, like the first Mishnah in Shas we had. That once there's a hair of shemesh, it's nightfall, the kohanim can eat truma. And even though an onen is also, the Rav says, deep meiser sheni, he's still allowed to eat truma, because it's learned out from a drasha, the Torah says, kol zar lo yochel kodesh. And the drasha is, only being a zar, one cannot eat kodesh, but aninus doesn't aser that kodesh of truma.